880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, everybody, the stock market fell 3.3%, 264 points on a drop in technology led by Apple. Also, the fears in the Mideast and Russia as war starts to kick up again. But we've got a great show for you today. Make sure you stay dry out there on the roadways. We've got networking and mindfulness with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and chairman of the BNI Network. We're going to talk about advances in ovarian cancer detection and treatment with our UHealth guest. And I'm going to play cleanup today, and I'm going to talk about where all the jobs in this recovery. We'll be right back after this short break. Stick with us. We'll start off with Dr. Ivan Meisner talking about staying present, being present while you're networking. It's going to be great stuff. Back after this.
Oktoberfest Marlins Park, presented by Beck's, is coming up on Saturday, October 4th. Celebrate the German culture, heritage, and traditions at Oktoberfest Marlins Park. Enjoy a roster of 25 different beers, German delicacies, and live music during this all-day festival from noon to 11 p.m. on the West Plaza. Tickets for Oktoberfest are just $36 for VIP access and $18 for general admission. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to marlins.com/Oktoberfest.
And oh, by the way, you don't need to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine, well, they're the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the aforementioned Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed care with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. So schedule your appointment. Visit youhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
And don't forget, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I want to welcome back one of my favorite guests. CNN calls him the father of modern networking. Entrepreneur Magazine calls him the networking guru. I call him my good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back on your show.
Well, listen, I wanted to come up with something that I thought would be a little bit timely today. We've been talking a lot on the show about mindfulness, which means basically staying focused on the moment. And I know that whenever I go to a networking event, I don't care how well I know the people or don't know them, I try to stay in the moment, because when I'm walking in, I sometimes get what I call pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I get nervous. My palms sweat. I start looking around the room. But the minute I shake that first hand and look in the first pair of eyes, I'm on.
Yeah, Yeah, well, not everybody is. And, you know, we live in a soundbite kind of society. I think a lot of people practice what's called continuous partial attention.
Oh, man, I hate that stuff.
Even when you're talking about face-to-face networking, now it certainly happens when you're sitting in your office and you've got Facebook going and Twitter is, you know, tweeting you and you've got instant messaging and it's hard to stay focused. But it happens even when you do face-to-face networking where people are only partially focused on the conversation. And that's really a problem if you want to build a powerful personal network. You have to be present. I mean, fully and completely engaged in the moment.
Oh, 100%. In fact, we talked about this in my office earlier this week, all the millennials, I'll call them, and there's nothing wrong with millennials. I just have a different perspective a lot of times. They said, oh, it's okay to do my iPad and do my iPhone, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, not really. It's very rude. And, oh, by the way, I think that what I'm going to start doing now is start meetings by going, if I can't keep your attention off your iPhone or your iPad, you don't need to listen, but you don't need to be here either.
It's pretty well shown that people can't do multiple things well simultaneously, and you certainly, when you're trying to build relationships, you shouldn't do that. I had an experience with several times now with Richard Branson.
I've heard of him.
And Branson's an amazing guy, and it's very interesting to watch him have conversations with people. And I wrote an article that was published about a year ago on this, where I met him originally on Necker Island, his island, and sure. We had talked about children, and I mentioned my son, and I saw him about a year later, and the first thing that amazed me was he remembered the conversation, because he asked me, how you doing? Is your son here? I said, yes, but here's what really amazed me, was that he walked up to him, my son's name is Trey, and he had this conversation with Trey. Now, you know, when Branson walks in the room, everybody wants to talk to him, and, you know, people are standing by him, so, oh, Richard, you know, and they're kind of crowding in on him. But there was someone who took a photograph, and I used this photograph in the article, of Branson standing with my son, and at the time my son was like 16 years old, and having this conversation with my son. It wasn't long, it was maybe a 3-4 minute conversation, but here's my point. He was giving Trey, my son, his total undivided attention. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need to talk to a 16-year-old kid. I don't have that big a network that Branson really cares about. There was no good reason for Richard to have this kind of a conversation, but it's the kind of networker he is. He gave Trey his total undivided attention, and in this photograph, he had perfect eye contact with Trey, and gave the message that he wanted to give in terms of the conversation that we had had on the island, and then moved on to the next person. And I watched as he did the same thing. He gave him his undivided attention. He was fully present. And I think there's a real lesson that we could all learn from that kind of mindfulness.
100%. And I had an experience similar to that many years ago. I met then President Bill Clinton when he had just come back from Camp David. I met him at a big event. And after he was done speaking, I went up to the front of the stage and was lucky enough to shake hands with him. And for that 5 or 10 seconds where he said, hey, very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming to the event. And he shook my hand. There were no other people on the face of the earth, just Bill Clinton and Jim Fried shaking hands and connecting.
Right. But yet when we go to networking events, oftentimes people will shake your hand and you can see them looking over your shoulder to see who else is in the room or looking around the room to see who else they can connect with. They're not really fully present in the moment, having a conversation, learning about you, asking questions. And it's, that kind of networking, I think, that gives networking a bad name.
Well, I would agree with you, and I find myself doing that too. But as soon as I do, I make every attempt to apologize to the person and to look them straight in the eye and ask them to restate what they just said so that I can focus on it and capture it. It's very important to me, and I bet you this is part of why Richard Branson does it too. It's part of who he is. It's just personal courtesy.
It is personal courtesy, and you're right. Everybody does it. I've done it. I've been guilty of it. And again, you're right. When you find yourself doing that, you need to fess up. I mean, there have been situations where there was somebody in the room that I had to talk to, And I saw them, and then I just tell somebody, I'm sorry, you lost my attention for a second. I've been looking for so-and-so, and I saw him just walk in the room. So, you know, my apologies. Could you say what you were saying again? Just fess up and then focus your attention on the other person.
Oh, yeah. You can always make up for it. And, in fact, yesterday I had the king of all faux pas. I introduced somebody as their boss. I said, hey, meet so-and-so. And it was, it wasn't so-and-so. It was so-and-so's head of finance. And he said, thank you for the promotion, but I'm, and I said, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I am just so sorry. And he let it go. And well, you can see it's still on me today. It's still tagging me today, but sometimes you just got to let that go and stay right there in the moment. He cracked up and we moved on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the other thing in a networking thing that drives me nuts is when, you know, people getting their mobile device out, they're having, instant message conversations with other people. Of course, the worst is actually taking a phone call during a meeting. That's just uncalled for. Sending out that. Now, I get it if somebody is at an event and they want to send a tweet of a photograph of something going on, and it's very specific to what they're doing at the moment. But that's not always what's happening. They're just responding to somebody's ham and egg breakfast tweet that got sent out or something on Facebook, which, you know, why do that? You got to be present wherever you are. When you're at home, be home. When you're at the networking event, be at that networking event.
Yeah, well, I think that what the world has come to is that we've become a documentation nation. Oh, you can write that down. You can have that one. A documentation nation where people just start making photos in Facebook rather than being there. I mean, okay, take the picture, write it up in 15 minutes, but be with me right now.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, which is actually good advice. You don't have to send that photograph of the event right there on the spot. You can wait until you get back and do it later, which it tends to be what I do because, it's just, I think, more effective to spend the time with the people that you're there with and send whatever photos after the fact. Nobody's going to care whether it was an hour later or not.
Well, we have a good friend of the show, just like you. His name is Bruce Turkel. Bruce is on Fox News all the time. He does a lot of branding, and I'm going to give him full credit for what I'm about to suggest here. And that's that whenever you're networking with somebody, you kind of have to make it all about them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A good networker, first of all, a good networker has two ears and one mouth and should use them both proportionately.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think a good networker is like a good interviewer.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess that makes me a two-edged sword on that one. I hope that I'm a good networker, and I hope I'm a good interviewer, too. And one of the things that
a good interviewer is the person who's asking questions and letting the other person open up and talk. And that's where, you know, a good networker is somebody is like a good interviewer because you're letting the other person kind of explain and talk about who they are and what they do.
Well, and that's great, and I'm sorry I just cut you off.
Okay.
But what I want to talk about on the other side of the break, it looks like we're coming up real close to the break now, is I want to talk about what you can take away when you're networking. We've been present. We've made eye contact. I want to start when you start to bring out the business card and exchange business cards. I want to talk about, I'll call it the science of business card networking. So if you could stick with us, Ivan, can you stick with us for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Ivan Meisner. I call him my friend. He's called the king of networking, the master of networking, the father of modern networking, the networking guru. But like I said, I call him Ivan. He's a good friend. He'll be back after this break, and we're going to talk about what the business card means in the networking situation and how you can use it to help yourself make more connections. We are back after this. All right, we are jamming, and you know who else is always jamming? Our friends at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
Oh my goodness. We're right here, and we're going to talk about where I was last weekend. Where I was Pro Player Stadium, and you can catch every play live at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, October 12th, our Miami Dolphins take on the Green Bay Packers during the Miami Dolphin Breast Cancer Awareness Game. We're all stronger together, Dolphins, and there's a limited amount of tickets left for this game, so get yours today at Dolphins.com. Go to Dolphins.com for the best prices on Dolphins tickets. I'll see you at the game.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. BNI was founded by Dr. Meisner in 1985. It has over 6,300 chapters throughout the world. He's been called the father of modern networking, the networking guru. I just call him friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. I'm supposed to call you Ivan. Ivan,
absolutely.
Welcome back.
Please do, and I hope, you know, I'm just glad they're not calling me the grandfather of modern networking.
No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. I think the story's about your son. That just makes you the father.
There we go.
There, you're the father. Now, I've talked about how I brain cramped on the gentleman's name the other day, and then there's sometimes I'll come back from a networking event and I'll have, I call them a two-inch event. I got 2 1-inch binder clips, and I'm flipping through them, and I'm remembering people. But then comes the next day, and I'm forgetting everybody.
Right.
So, you know, I try to write something prudent and on point on the person's business card. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely is okay. I recommend that you generally do one of two things. Either jot a note on it when you've walked away from them, or if you're standing right there, and I do this all the time, I'll say, you know, they'll say something that I want to remember, or I'll promise to send them something, which, by the way, is a great idea. You know, if there's an article or something that gives you a reason to reconnect with them, I'll ask them, may I write on the back of your card? So you should ask for permission. However, remember, there are some cultures where it is completely inappropriate to write on someone's card. It's usually Asian cultures, Japanese, Chinese. It is bad form to write on their card. They will tell you yes, out of courtesy, but it is rude for you to do it, so don't do it. Western society doesn't care. Do whatever you want on a business card, but I do usually ask for permission.
Oh, I ask for permission. I'm right there with you, and I go to the University of Florida, and I work with their MBAs and their graduate students in real estate, and a number of them are straight out of China. They'll tell you right to their face that they're going to spend 3 years and go right back, and I treat their business cards completely differently than I treat the American students, and I got to tell you, so whenever I'm networking, I try to use, and here's another term, I try to use what I describe as a contingent behavior pattern. I try to make it, again, I'll say it, a high five to Bruce Turkel, all about the other person. I try to be different to different people.
Well, right, because you want to honor their cultures. Japanese call it a maishi ritual. They call it the maishi ritual for the business card transaction. When the Chinese use it, it's the same process, but they call it something different, where you hand the card from the two top corners, hand it to the other party, bow. The other party, you know, accepts the card from the two bottom corners, bows. And it's a little ritualistic exchange of business cards. By the way, if you really, for the listeners, if you really want to be on top of things, comment on the card. Make some comment about the card that you like. For example, a real common one is oftentimes in Japanese, it'll be English on one side and Japanese on the other side, and I'll usually comment about it's really nice having a card that's got both English and Japanese so that you know what it all means. Something simple like that, they appreciate.
You know, I agree with you, and even with the American, or it doesn't matter who, I like to comment on a lot of times the logo. If it's especially an entrepreneur, I really try to give positive feedback on the logo because I know how hard it is to come up with a good one.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Very, very true. It's one of the reasons why it's important when you produce cards to produce cards that someone can actually write on. Because if you want to be remembered in a networking environment, it's not uncommon for people to write on the back of the cards. And you're right. When you come back the next day, you forget, who was it that I was talking to about this issue? And so by writing on their cards, it enables you to really remember who they are. Also, if you use techniques like, Harvey McKay in his book, Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, talks about this at length, about keeping notes on the people that you have contact with from time to time so that you can touch bases with them. And, if they have children, ask how the kids are doing. I mean, he's a master at managing a database. And so it begins with that first meeting and them giving you the card.
Wow. Now, I want to change the direction of our discussion just a little bit because, you're a PhD. I'll throw it out there from USC, even though I'm a Gator, I'll give you the USC stuff. But tell me about the next book you're going to be working. You've got to be working on something or coming out with something soon. What is you got that you're looking at today that you think you can comment on and it can help us all out?
Absolutely. I've got a book it's come out in BNI, but we haven't done the public version, and I'm really excited about this book. It's called Who's in Your Room? Who's in Your Room? And I'll give you 60 seconds on what it is.
Very cool.
Imagine that you live your entire life in one room. And in that room is everyone you know and work with. And that room has only one door. And that door is an enter-only door.
Wow.
So when you let someone into your room or into your life, they are in there forever. You can never get them out.
Wow.
Now, luckily, it's a metaphor. But if it were true, here's the question that we pose. If it were true, if you lived your life in one room and that room had only one door and that door was an enter-only door, would you be more selective about the people who you let into your life?
Mm. OMG, what a great concept.
Every single person, Jim, that I've had this conversation with has said, I would be way more selective about who I let in my life. And so the whole concept is about the creation of a metaphorical doorman. And that doorman kind of, it's your conscious effort to screen people based on the values they have and the kind of people that you want to work with. Because although you can get them out of your room, it's not always easy to get them out of your room. This is particularly relevant if you're talking about building a powerful personal network. You want to surround yourself with people that you want in your room. So that's the concept that I've been working with lately, and we're going to be coming out with a public book hopefully next year.
Oh, that's awesome. And I call it the pride of affiliation. I want to make sure that the people that I'm affiliated with, that I have pride with, and if it's somebody that I'm not proud to be associated with, I try to distance myself from them. And some people can kind of come up behind you and fool you, but if you go by, and I got to say it this way, your gut instinct, usually that's pretty good.
It really is. It really is. And we believe, and I've got a couple of co-authors with this book, we believe that the quality of your life really depends on the people in your life. And so you want to screen people based on their values and whether they're congruent. They don't have to be the same as yours, but they need to be congruent. You don't want them to be incongruent with your values.
Oh, no. It's all about keeping it comfortable, keeping it real, and also, I would say, keeping it focused. I don't really want to get too dispersed, because if I let too many people in my room, there's value to being in my room. And the value is I give you time, energy, and focus.
Yeah.
And I don't have that to spread around like butter on bread.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me give you another example of how this plays out. when I first started talking to Stuart Emery, who's my co-author on this book, huh? One of the things that I realized was that I don't work well with people who have lots of drama, who bring tons of drama to a situation. And I realized that I had people in my room with tons of drama. And in this conversation originally with Stuart Emery, who Stuart wrote the book Success Built to Last and Do You Matter, he and I are co-authoring this book, I realized, I have people with drama in my room. Why are they here? I let them in. It was a conscious decision. I let them in knowing that they had drama, but they were so skilled at what they did, I thought I could deal with the drama, and I was dead wrong. And I realized that I was doing the very thing that he was talking about. And the more that we can avoid that, the better the life we have, the better, the more successful our business will be. I just love this concept, and I'm really excited about it.
It sounds great, and I would only say that sometimes the dramatic people need to learn how to tone it down just a bit, because they're just letting their creative side get a little too far ahead of them. Because we all need to be creative, but we also all need to be conscious of the impact we have on other people.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't have time to send them back to mom to get retrained, You have your life to live, and they may or may not change, and you don't have time to help them change unless they're willing to. And very few people are willing to make that kind of change.
Well, I've also found that most people don't change, which brings me to the point that we only have a minute left. I don't change. I take you all the way to the limit, Ivan. So I'm going to hope that we can get you back again sometime in the next few months, maybe around the holidays, when people start to go to these holiday parties for networking where they make the big mistake. They have a little bit too much to drink.
We've all seen that, haven't we?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, we sure have. Well, listen, Ivan, how do people find you, find your books, find your contacts, find your BNI blog, all the good stuff? How do they get you?
All my books are available on Amazon, except for Who's in Your Room, which is the BNI book. BNI.com is my organization. We're up to 6,900 groups now.
I have to update my stuff here.
6,900 groups. I have a blog, IvanMeisner.com. That's M-I-S-N-E-R, IvanMeisner.com. Tons of free information up there. Love to have your listeners go check out the blog.
It's great. We love having you on the show. I love how you help all of our listeners get the most out of their daily contacts. Dr. Ivan Meisner, president, founder of BNI, the networking guru, the father of networking, the younger brother of networking. How do you like that one?
I like that. Thanks.
All right. Have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and we'll be talking soon, Ivan. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have advances in ovarian cancer. I see our U Health doctor is called in. He is up next. After the turn, stay dry, relax in traffic. It ain't going anywhere fast today. We'll be back after this. No, man, I do love that Ivan Meisner. He's always got some great tips, and he's got great perspective, and it's great to be part of his team. And you know who else's team I love to be part of? I love to be part of the Warren Henry team, because they always give me the Warren Henry advantage. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And by now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Hey, everybody, you know, as a high-powered business executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do, too. Well, with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That personal concierge will guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. So trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. For the Jets fans, I'll say it slow, 305-243-2738.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I am still fired up about that Ivan Meisner interview. That guy is just the man. And you know what? UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. Stick with us because we're going to be talking about the latest in ovarian cancer and detection. So stick with us. That's coming right up in a couple seconds because UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, including Plantation. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medication to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes, hey, the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report now for an 11th year in a row, and, of course, the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. We're going to be talking to the Cancer Center folks in just a second. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better each day. They're really doing some innovative stuff down there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. And what that means is that if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call, and I'll go slow for the Jets fans, 305-243-4000. I'll give it to you again. 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear.
Oh, yeah, I feel good today, and I want to welcome Dr. Brian Slomovitz. He recently started the Ovarian Cancer Early Detection Clinic at UHealth. He's their new director of the Division of Gynecologic Oncology at UHealth. Dr. Slomovitz, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, and thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, before we get rolling, tell us a little bit about the clinic. I hear it's a one-stop shop for all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, so, as an oncologist, oftentimes we're treating women with cancer, and it could be frustrating at times, and it's It's difficult for the physicians and the patients. One of the keys that we're doing is we really want to try to better detect and early detect cancers in our patients, and you really offer a way to hopefully prevent cancer and prevent the bad outcomes that cancer could bring. The clinic that we're opening up just this month, which is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, is an early detection clinic, a place where women can come in, see a gynecologic oncologist, they can meet with a genetic counselor, they get their ultrasound, they actually get their ultrasound report all at the same time in the same place. So we're really making it not only comprehensive, but also convenient for the patients of our community.
You know, this has to be one of the scariest things that could happen to anybody with the big C and a lady with the ovarian cancer. What do you guys do to help people feel more comfortable during the process?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we're now don't only focus on the best screening techniques and the best biologic testing that's available, but we also, you know, we understand there's more to it than just the medical aspects. There's the emotional aspects, the social aspects. We have a nurse navigator just for this early detection clinic. So once the patient calls in, it's a well woman, calls in, they'll be appropriately screened to make sure that they are appropriate to come to this clinic. And once they come into the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, there's not only the top physicians, but also top integrative medicine with support services, social services, massage therapy, animal therapy, any type of, you know, social support, emotional support they need, we have available at the center.
You know, we have on a somewhat regular basis, Ashwin Mehta, who, yes. I'm sure he's part of your team on a number of your cases. And the thing that I like most, and I, you know, read about it every week, the integrative approach to medicine, you know, it's just not BS over there. You guys really put a team together that talks with not only a positive outcome from the cancer side, but a positive outcome from the patient's holistic side.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. You know, again, cancer, it's more than just writing prescriptions and more than giving an IV chemotherapy. We understand that the patients have to go home and live with the side effects of the treatments that we give them, the emotional side effects of just having a cancer. Even their families and their friends, they need the support as well to help. You know, it's a whole team that we've put together that can really help patients once they're diagnosed with cancer to get through the process, which is really oftentimes overlooked at other centers where really places that don't treat as much cancer that we do.
Well, let's take a step back. Somebody, and you said it earlier, and it was a nuance in your response. Ooh, that's a great radio word, nuance. I don't think that they say that word too much on the radio. But you gave a nuanced response because you talked about the people that come to your clinic, the women that come to your clinic, they're well. So,
yes.
So what is it that would make somebody seek you out?
That's a great point. So in addition, obviously, once a woman's diagnosed with cancer, they know they need to see an oncologist. The purpose of this clinic, and really one of the purposes of what we want to do at Sylvester, is offer a way not only to treat the cancer patients, but to treat those patients before they get a cancer. So in specifically a clinic like this, we are looking for those women who are quote-unquote high risk. Sometimes a woman doesn't know if they're high risk or not, and that's one of the purposes of the clinic, to have them come in. They'll meet with myself or one of my other gynecologic oncologists. They'll meet with a genetic counselor and our genetic counseling team. They'll also get an ultrasound, a pelvic ultrasound, which sometimes is very important in the workup of a potential ovarian cancer, and we'll determine whether or not they are at high risk.
Well,
now, once we've identified that they're at high risk, then those women will follow along with us periodically, either every 3 months, every 6 months, yearly, to help, again, to determine what's the best way to prevent them getting a cancer. So all this is happening before they are even that cancer patient that requires all those other services.
Well, it sounds to me like this is a bunch of pretty logical stuff put together in one box under one roof. This must be all over South Florida you could do this.
This is what we're going to expand it not only at the main campus, the Sylvester campus in Miami, but we will be offering this early detection clinic at the other Sylvester satellite sites, including Deerfield, which we're opening next month, and the other sites as well, Plantation and Kendall.
Wow, that sounds great. So then anybody in South Florida can get into your program. Is this program offered at other hospitals?
Right now it's only offered at the hospitals that we cover. It's a program that we've initiated here at U of M and Sylvester, and you know, we want to be able to offer to women of the community.
Well, that sounds great. How do people, women, and I guess that you could be a man with a friend that has ovaries that might be interested in this, how do they find you?
So the best thing to do, we do have information on the internet. It's the Sylvester Cancer Center webpage, but also our telephone number, which I can give you, and please feel free to put it on your website, is 305-243-5302.
Yeah, could you please go a little slower and repeat the phone number again? I make a little joke that we have Jets fans listening, but it's really my little device I use for people to have a chance to get a pen because we didn't give much of a heads up and alert. Okay, if you or someone you love is at high risk of ovarian cancer, and how would they know that, doctor?
Well, that's I was going to interrupt you. If they're at high risk or if they're not sure that they're at high risk.
How do they know?
Well, if they know a family member that could have had ovarian cancer, or not only ovarian cancer, if they have a family member with a long history of other cancers, breast cancer is oftentimes associated with ovarian cancer.
Okay,
cancers can be associated.
I didn't listen to Dr. Meisner, and I cut you off three times. So please finish your thought. I'm going to take a breath. Go.
Sure. So it's not if they have a personal history or a family history of breast cancer, colon cancer. Family history of women with ovarian cancer, oftentimes patients don't know, and we want them to call. We don't want them to assume that they know everything. We want to be able to help them determine whether or not they're high risk or not.
All right. Now, all of our friends out there that needed the pen got it. So Dr. Brian Slomovitz from the Ovarian Cancer Early Detection Clinic at UHealth and the director of the Division of Gynecologic Oncology at UHealth, how do they reach you by phone?
The telephone number is 305-243-5302.
Oh, Dr. Slomovitz, you can come back anytime to give out the phone number. You were great today. You were great on that. But more than that, you were great on helping people understand that they can find out what's going on and do it in a comfortable, broad-based, integrated way that will absolutely maximize their chance for a good outcome in both physical and mental health.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. Dr. Slomovitz, our special UHealth guest today. Make sure that if you or someone you know has a high risk or thinks they might have a risk for ovarian cancer, make sure you get to this early detection center at UHealth. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm going to talk about where did all the jobs go and when are they coming back? Back after this. Ooh, that thing called love. Okay. Hey, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price. I got a bunch of them, a bunch of Infinitis, and I get them there because I know I'm getting the best price every time because these guys guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Oktoberfest, Marlins Park, presented by Beck's, is coming up on Saturday, October 4th. Celebrate the German culture, heritage, and traditions at Oktoberfest, Marlins Park. Enjoy a roster of 25 different beers, German delicacies, and live music during this all-day festival from noon to 11 p.m. on the West Plaza. Tickets for Oktoberfest are just $36 for VIP access and $18 for general admission. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to marlins.com/Oktoberfest.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. Catch every great play live when you join me at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, October 12th. Our Miami Dolphins are going to take on the Green Bay Packers during the Dolphins Breast Cancer Awareness Game. We are all stronger together, Dolphin fans, and a limited amount of tickets for this game still remain. So get yours today at Dolphins.com. Go to Dolphins.com for the best prices on your tickets. Join me Sunday, October 12th against the Green Bay Packers during the Miami Dolphins Breast Cancer Awareness Game.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and usually I don't do this, but I'm going to quote some stuff out of the Wall Street Journal here for a second. Total employment's risen every month for more than 4 years, yet the average Americans remain gloomy about the current economic future, and only 21% rate the current conditions excellent. More than 5 years after the official end of the recession, only 21% of the Americans thought that the recession ended. And you know why? Because in 2013, we only have about 1.6 million people fully employed. In 2007, there were 108.6 million people employed. And what does that really mean? That means that there's more and more people that are having to take part-time jobs that aren't able to get to where they want to be in their careers. And why is that happening? Well, there's a lot of reasons. I'm sure part of it is the Affordable Care Act and the fact that when you have to have a certain number of full-time employees, you start to have full-time insurance for them, you know. But another reason is because there's second careers out there for the baby boomers, and those people at the top of the stack, they're not going anywhere. So if you're at the bottom on the entry level, there's probably some entry level spots for you to take. You're probably not going to earn what they earned a few years ago, but they're there for you. And if you're at the top, you continue to build and monetize your database. That's what I always do. I monetize my database. But if you're in the middle, heck, there really isn't much need for you. We have the guy to, we have the person to execute business at the bottom, and we have the person to orchestrate everything at the top. In the middle, technology's kind of taken that. And we've been talking about jobs. It's really not about jobs. To me, it's about careers. I go up and I mentor the people up at the University of Florida in their graduate programs, do the same thing down here. In fact, if anybody needs some help, I'm happy. If you want to put the effort in to help you build your career, and that's what I call it, building your career from the ground up. There are no shortcuts. You need to take and invest in yourself. You heard earlier, we talked to Dr. Ivan Meisner, my friend Ivan Meisner, the networking guru, the father of modern networking, and he talked about it too. You have to connect. You have to be there and be present and be respectful. And that's what it takes to have a career. You can't just sit there and email and text and Facebook your way through business meetings in life. You need to be focused and you need to bring value. And to do that, you have to be ready to invest and have a career. And why do I emphasize careers? I emphasize careers because if people out there can find good, solid careers, well, they're going to hire people for jobs to support them. And now you have a multiplier effect. And what's the best career out there to have for the multiplier effect? Well, golly gee, I think it's probably technology right now. I think the multiplier is like 1 to 7 for a technology job. We've got to talk to Matt Hagman and the folks at the Knight Foundation about what the real statistic is. But they are out there, and they are fighting every day as we build Wynwood and other technology centers and other places where we can have collisions. Oh, my gosh, I should have talked to Ivan about the collisions. But collisions are extraordinarily important, and they happen here in Miami, and that's what we need to do. We need to have those so that we can grow the pie. And as the pie grows, more and more people will be able to have careers as entrepreneurs, as small business people. And the other thing that we need is we need the banks to open up credit to the small business people. You see this crowdfunding phenomenon occurring. Why is it occurring? Because people can't get funded through the traditional methods. In a few weeks, we're going to have Jimmy Cassell on. He's one of my favorite investment bankers. He helps local companies grow. He identifies them. And he helps them grow. He creates careers for people, and those people create jobs. Actually, he creates companies. But we'll have Jimmy on, and we'll talk about what the slowdown is in the economy and why we're not seeing all of this development. And we'll talk about what the problem is with the lack of good, solid careers. But here in South Florida, we're seeing enormous economic growth as the economy here starts to rocket. Development is going nuts. All the people that were unemployed in construction a couple of years ago, well, hey, if you're in construction and you don't have a job now, you're probably not any good, because everybody that can hold a hammer has got a job right now, and it is cranking. East of I-95, it's becoming a wall of vertical places to live. And you go, well, where are all these people coming from? Hey, folks, you got to realize that there aren't building too much stuff on the western suburbs anymore. That's sort of gone. So we're going to continue to see all the careers and all the jobs continue to multiply out here east of 95, and of course in Doral around the airport. But it's just great to be here. It's great to see everything cranking. The South Florida economy is just amazing. It continues to develop jobs and careers. And it's diversified dramatically in the time that I've been observing it. When I first started looking at the market here in Miami and in South Florida, we were focused on farming and tourism, agriculture and tourism, and to a limited extent, real estate and real estate development. Well, that's really changed. I don't think you're going to find too many places that there's farming except people's backyards or some small plots that are still left in the Redlands. But the majority of the business today, and we'll have to have Bill Talbot and the folks at the Chamber come here again and talk to us about this, but the majority of the stuff that's going on today is trade-related, is finance, insurance, and real estate, professional services-related, and is, let's just call a spade, development and construction-related. So if you want to have a career down here, those are the places to go, but an interesting place is wealth management. As people grow and age during their careers, what could they do if they get bored? People are having second careers. They're starting to retire, but not really. So the people that are having their second careers are doing things like financial planning. They're going into the marketplace. They're getting new licenses. I've actually gotten a couple of new licenses recently. We'll talk about those on a future show as well. But the career and job market here in South Florida is strong. It's strong at the top. It's strong in the bottom. The middle is where it's difficult, and that's where we have to focus and add our efforts. Because if we can retain people, that's why we don't want to have a brain drain. We don't want to train them and leave. We want them to train them and stay. We have to help the people in the middle have good, solid careers. It can't just be about the top and the bottom. It's got to be about the middle. And what I'd like to do now is thank all of our guests. I'd like to start off by thanking Dr. Ivan Meisner. Dr. Meisner was on today. We talked about mindfulness in the workplace. He's one of my favorites. I want to thank Dr. Meisner. I want to thank our folks at UHealth. We had great doctor on today talking about ovarian cancer and early detection. It's very important. If you don't have a set of ovaries or you know somebody who does and that person's important to you, let's make sure that if you think they're at risk, that they had some cancer, you get them out there to our friends at UHealth. I also want to thank our friends at the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins for continuing to be sponsors, as well as the NFL alumni and the NFL alumni caring for kids. Of course, Lauren's Kids, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and of course, the most important people of our show, you, our listeners. So go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell our friends, join our communities, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I get emails, I get tweets, I get phone calls. It's everywhere. You can call me. If you want me, you can find me. Just Google at Jim Fried, or just really, just Google Jim Fried. It gives you everything. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage probably by Saturday or late Friday. And I want to remind you that this is Jim Fried. For Fried on Business, look for us on 880 next Thursday at 5. We're going to have Larry's in. We're going to welcome the CCIMs to our show, our new sponsors. And remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Stay dry and stay safe.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't